Is there real competition between poultry and the cattle business?
Oh, no question. The amount of poultry that's consumed today per person has had a dramatic increase during my career. My goodness, if you had chicken for Sunday dinner, that was a big thing when I was growing up. It was kind of special, but they really have figured out how to make chicken pretty darned affordable. So, yes, it's been tough competition. We're just very fortunate that beef does taste awfully good. And same way with pork. Pork consumption has not increased dramatically, but they've gotten very, very efficient in how much feed it takes to produce a pound of pork. And they also have totally redesigned the animal. If you look at a 40s or 50 model hog and compared to today's hog, you just can't hardly believe it. Today's hog is two slabs of bacon and two hams, and that's about it. They have totally redesigned the hog, and they've made a lean, very efficient critter out of the old lard type hogs. You know, back during World War II, they actually wanted that big, thick layer of fat because that was very, very needed for the war effort because explosives, among other things, used a tremendous amount of that fat.
Well, the cattle today are better than they used to be as well.
Oh, absolutely. My gosh, if we had to make a living with 50s model cattle, we'd starve to death. You know, we don't think anything about cattle in the feedlot gaining 3.5 to 4.5 pounds a day. And back when the commercial feeding industry was just getting underway in the late 50s and 60s, if you got 2.5 pounds a day, you were doing a good job. So, the genetics are crossbreeding, artificial insemination. We've had some wonderful tools come along, and I don't want to forget some of the scientific things that have aided also. You know, I think today we put way too much emphasis on some of the buzzwords like organic and natural and that sort of thing. And let me tell you something, a lot of those aids and additives like ionophores that have made cattle feeding much more efficient, thank God we have them, because it not only is great for the consumer because it makes the price a lot better, but there's no question about it, it's a heck of a lot better product. So I hope people today will dig a little deeper and realize that some of the things are not what they seem. I was raised on a diversified operation, and yeah, we milked our own cows, we raised our own chickens and so forth. And let me tell you something, I used to gather the eggs myself. I know exactly how farm eggs are produced and so-called free-range chicken, and I'll tell you what, I want those eggs that were cage-raised for lots of reasons. And the same way goes for our pork and our beef. I want the latest technology. Our standard of living in the United States is what it is today. We owe an awful lot of that to the companies that develop the products that help us, the tools, furnish the tools that we use in agriculture today to produce the superior product that we're able to produce.